Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for today is the parable in the Gospel reading from Matthew 13. And as you heard already, in it Jesus uses this agricultural metaphor or a farming metaphor, just like the one last week. And he brings in the prophet Isaiah and the prophecies of Isaiah, where he says, for the third time, the one who has ears, let him hear. This is the third time that Jesus says this. Once he said it back in Matthew 4, where he's talking about the past, and where he says, all the prophets and the law testify about me. All the prophets and the law until John the Baptizer, talk about me. They've testified about me in the past. And then in the parable that we had last Sunday, also from Matthew 13, Jesus talks about the sower and the soils, the four soils. He's talking about the present. He uses these same words in the present tense. Let the one who has ears, let him hear. And here today, Jesus is talking about the future. The weeds will be separated from the wheat. The one who has ears, let him hear. It's a warning. We each have been given the freedom to close our ears and not listen. Not to hear the good news that Jesus is our Lord and Savior and He forgives us. He reconciles us with God. This parable shows what happens to those who do not listen and to those who do. In the parable, we heard how in his hatred and his jealousy for God, the devil intentionally and maliciously sows seeds of evil in this world. Wickedness, hypocrisy, heresy, lies about Jesus and about God, even lies about what God's Word says. You and I, dear brothers and sisters, we contend with this every day. We contend with an enemy who seeks to control people and take down as many as they can, as he can, with him into the fire. He seeks to contaminate and to ruin. There are those in this world who are in his control, whether wittingly or not. These are the weeds in Jesus' parable. Now, at the men's Hebrews meeting this week, we talked about how the church is, in the proper sense of the word, the church is this little holy community of people who are believers. The true believers in Jesus Christ, who know who Jesus is and what He's done for them. We come together on Sundays as an assembly. That is the church, where God's Word is among us. There is Christ among us, where His sacraments are among us. The church is found wherever Christ and His Word are found. So we gather around God's Word and around the promises that He attaches to physical things like water and bread and wine to receive His forgiveness. Yet in this life, the weeds and the wheat grow alongside one another. We can't really tell them apart very well. It's not harvest time yet. You don't know what that plant's going to grow up to be. At least we don't. So the church is filled with true believers in Christ, where there's no wicked person in the true church. There's no hypocrite in the true church. There's no unrepentant person in the true church. there's no heretic in the true church. But Jesus' parable makes it clear that what appears to us, well, there's more than meets the eye. It's more than being on the congregational membership roll that makes you part of the church. It doesn't mean that you have saving faith in the power of Jesus. It doesn't mean that you know that Jesus has suffered and died for you and rose again for you. It doesn't mean that you believe that. And this happens especially in churches where the Word of God isn't preached and hasn't been preached in decades. And it can even happen in a vibrant congregation where the truth of God's Word is preached in all of its orthodoxy, in all of its truth, in all of its purity, in all of its beauty. Even in a church where God's Word is preached purely. Not all the soil is good. And it's a profound mystery to us of how the good seed of God's Word and His blessed sacraments contend every day with sin and the power of evil, with the hardness of the human heart. How does God's Word touch the human heart with a dose of truth? How does God's Word call us to be honest with God and honest with each other? And how, dear Christian friends, does God's Word convert us by love to faith? How does God's Word demonstrate what God has done for us in His love for us? And how does God's Word heal us and transform us to give us new life by the power of the Holy Spirit? It's all in God's Word. That's why faithful preaching includes the proclamation of God's law, calling us to be honest with God about who we are and what we've done and what we've left undone. We see it in Jesus' parable of the weeds. The wicked unbelievers who face severe and final judgment on the day of harvest. The day, as we say in the Creed, where Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. Judgment Day. That's the warning. And that's why faithful preaching of God's Word also proclaims God's gracious forgiveness, the forgiveness of sins through the Gospel. What Jesus Christ has come to do, to forgive us. And to make us holy, to be part of that holy community called the true church. We see that in Jesus' parable too. We see it first in the patience that God has and the hope that God has that more will be given a chance to repent and to believe in Christ. Are they weeds or are they wheat? And secondly, we see the gospel in how the wheat is treated at the harvest when all believers, the sons and daughters of God, will inherit that righteousness of Jesus Christ and shine, as Paul says, in glory. Now you may have noticed that there's a skip in the gospel reading today. That's because Jesus tells two short parables after this one. And it's only then that the disciples come to him and say, they don't ask about those two, they come and ask about this parable, the parable of the weeds. And they call it the parable of the weeds of the field. They don't call it the parable of the wheat of the field, they call it the parable of the weeds. Well, why is that? And why do they ask about this one? Well, wouldn't you? It's natural. The natural question is, which one are we? Lord, which one are we, the weeds or the wheat? Am I going to be counted among the wheat at the end of the day or the weeds? And the disciples were right to wonder. And so are we. Because the struggle of the wheat and the weeds occurs every day in our own human hearts. Which side am I on? Do I have ears to hear? Am I responding in faith? I don't want to end up like the weeds, which are burned up. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we face sin and evil daily. Some of it is external, out there in the world. Some of it's internal. As St. Paul wrote in Romans 7, which we just read a couple of weeks ago, St. Paul himself says, "The good that I would do, I don't do." So the old Adam inside each of us must be confronted daily, must be drowned daily, and must be raised a new Adam in Jesus Christ. That's why, that's why God gave us the sacraments. From this time, from now until the harvest. Because when faith grabs hold of the forgiveness of sins that's shown to you in your baptism, that you know applies to you in your baptism, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you know that you're the wheat. You are forgiven. Grab hold of that and know that. And live in that. And when faith grabs hold of the promise of forgiveness given to you by a pastor at the beginning of the service here, the forgiveness of sins announced to you, when your faith grabs hold of that, there's one clothed in righteousness, headed for shining glory, even if others can't see it. And when faith takes and eats the body of Christ in the bread of the sacrament, there's one stalk of wheat being prepared for the final harvest. You are what you eat, even if others can't see it. By grace you are saved through faith in Jesus Christ alone. That and that alone is what makes you a member of the one holy Christian and apostolic church. The communion, the community of saints, the people who are being made holy by God, declared holy by God. Made holy by the Holy Trinity. Faith is connected to the gifts that God gives us freely, right here every Sunday, to bring faith to life, to revive and restore and sustain life. Liam asked, how does this flower grow? What makes it grow? What makes your faith grow? When God rains upon you and gives you the water of His Word, the grace and forgiveness announced to you in Jesus Christ, that's what makes your faith grow. May it grow to eternal life in His name. Faith is connected to the gifts that God gives us every day. A chance to connect here with the body of Christ, the church. That is who you are. Let me say it again, wheat. Listen. To the one who has ears, let him hear. Listen. Wheat, listen. That's who you are. That's who we are. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Grace which He lavished upon us, like the rain, in all wisdom and insight. He knows who you are, wheat. And He makes known to us the mystery of His will, and the purpose which He sent forth in Christ, which is announced to you here, right now, and every day. It's no secret to those who are wheat. He has a plan for the future, a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things to Himself through Christ. Where you are part of the wheat, you are part of the harvest, dear Christian friends. So we know there are only two outcomes, what it's going to be. Our job is simply, in this world, to let others know, to sow that good seed. There's plenty of it. God's Word. Since we know what the kingdom is, and since we know what the situation in this world is, sow the Word, God's Word, wherever you can. Help others to hear as best you can. He who has ears, let him hear. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.